most people, they get a job, they look around, they see how everybody else is doing their work, and they start doing it the same way. Mm-hmm. They should stop and think, I wonder if any of these people know what they're doing. Is there a better way to do it?
Well, don't we have a need to fit in? I mean, we don't want to stand out. We don't want to get fired. We don't want to make waves.
Exactly. Exactly. Just fall into line, you know, take a number, be like everybody around. You know, that'd be great in the animal kingdom. But human beings aren't supposed to live that way. I think we should make a few waves. We should maybe stand out, be different. Not for the sake of being different,
okay,
but because we are different. We all think different thoughts. And I believe we should start to think and build images in our mind of what we'd like to do and then set out and do it.
The greatest ability that God has given humankind above the animals is the ability to choose. A dog can't be anything but a dog. A cat can't be anything but a cat. A human being has the power to choose. We can choose. And I'm asking you, what do you see in the future for you? What brought you here today? What caused you to get up? What is it that you're looking for?
What would you like to do? What do you believe you've been destined to do? What talents, skills, giftings, and abilities do you possess to support your desire to do it? What are your motives for wanting to do it? Why do you want to become what you are looking to become? What steps are you taking to become and to live the life, to make the dream a reality?
Life is death without change. Are you willing to make a change in your life to realize a dream, to fulfill what's in your mind, what you can visualize as your life? And are you willing to put the sweat equity, the time, the persistency that it takes, not on your timetable, but on fate's timetable? If you are, then you have to educate yourself in whatever that subject matter is.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Do it. Make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself.
Get better. There isn't any of us that can't get better. So turn on this whole idea of personal development and personal growth. That was what my teacher shared with me that changed my life. Starting a few steps from here at that convention. I'm telling you, for things to get better, you got to get better. Don't ask for it to change out there. Ask for you to change here. Don't ask for a more favorable wind. We call that naive. Don't ask for better seed, better soil. This is the only planet you got. Just ask that you can get wiser and stronger and better and be able to take care of your own responsibilities. Get better.
We bitch about everything in life, but we do nothing about it. Very few people do anything about it. I'm fat. I'm out of shape. All these things. What the f*** are you doing about it? You got to take action in your life. You got to stop bitching. You gotta start find a solution to your problem. Don't be the problem. Take action. For every action, there's an opposite reaction. If all you do is bitch, nothing's gonna happen in your life. Take action, take control, stay hard.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're gonna be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages.
Do you understand what that means? Do you understand how aggressive you got to be? Do you understand even when you're aggressive, you still got to have patience? Do you really understand the work that has to be applied to it? Because you can want all day long, but if you don't apply action to it, then how can you achieve? How can you achieve the greatness that's within you? How bad do you really want it?
You gotta hear me. People talk about Oprah Winfrey, you know, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett. Listen to me. I don't care how much money you make. You only get 24 hours in a day. And the difference between Oprah and the person that's broke is Oprah uses her 24 hours wisely.
Your brain will trick you. You are your own worst enemy.
You're failing because on a daily basis, you fail to exercise your self-discipline muscle. On a daily basis, you fail to sacrifice. You're failing because on a daily basis, you fail to come up with a plan. On a daily basis, you fail to get uncomfortable. You fail to push past your limits. And you fail to believe in yourself.
Here's the problem I find most people have. They judge themselves through the lens of a moment. They fail at something. They miss. They embarrass themselves. They flub something. And they think that defines who they are. But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are. You're defined by who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
Because life doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you deserve. And if you haven't worked for it, if you haven't sacrificed for it, if you haven't given your all, then you don't deserve it. And you won't get it.
The future belongs to the risk takers, not the security seekers. Life is perverse in the sense that the more you seek security, the less of it you have. But the more you seek opportunity, the more likely it is that you will achieve the security that you desire. Whenever you feel fear or anxiety and you need to bolster your courage to persist in the face of obstacles and setbacks, switch your attention to your goals. Create a clear mental picture of the person that you would like to be, performing the way you would like to perform. There is nothing wrong with thoughts of fear as long as you temper them with thoughts of courage and self-reliance. Whatever you dwell upon grows, so be careful. This brings us to a very important mental principle called the law of accumulation. The application of this law is a fundamental reason for success in every field, including yours. This law says that every great life or great career is an accumulation of hundreds and perhaps thousands of efforts that nobody ever sees or appreciates. Great success is the result of countless hours, maybe even months and years, of preparation and hard work toward the goal of becoming very good at what you are doing. This law of accumulation says that life is very much like a balance sheet with both credits and debits. Every time you do something positive to enhance your abilities and to improve your life, you get a credit on the credit side of your ledger. Each time you waste your time or neglect to take advantage of an opportunity to learn and grow, you get a debit on the debit side of your ledger. Here's the key. Everything counts. Everything that you do or fail to do is written down and totaled up on your balance sheet. Everything that you do or fail to do counts in some way. Nothing is neutral. Everything is either moving you toward a better life or moving you away from it. Everything counts. Successful, happy, self-confident person is an individual who has consciously and deliberately built up a lot of credits on his or her balance sheet. An unhappy, negative, or insecure person is a person who has a lot of debits on his or her balance sheet. Because the only things that count are your actions, it seems that every positive and constructive action you engage in adds up and increases your levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. The law of incremental improvement, perhaps the most important corollary of the law of accumulation, is what is called the law of incremental improvement. This is really the law that explains how you move from wherever you are to the top of your field. This is the law that explains all great success in America or anywhere else in the world. This law simply states that a person becomes good at his or her chosen field by improving incrementally, continuously, over a long period of time. The development of the unshakable self-development will open up such possibilities for you as you cannot now imagine. You will be able to dream bigger dreams, set bigger goals, make greater commitments, and plunge into life more wholeheartedly than you ever have before. Self-confidence is the hinge on which the gate of individual achievement turns. When your self-confidence becomes unlimited, you will be able to realize more of your potential than you could under any other circumstances. More than 2,000 years ago, Aristotle wrote that happiness is a condition. It is not something that is achieved by pursuing it directly, but rather comes as a result of our engaging in purposeful activities. We develop the confidence to tackle larger goals by applying our energies to the accomplishment of smaller goals. We build up our confidence as we move forward until we reach the point at which there is nothing that we won't take on. In fact, the habit of setting and achieving ever larger goals is absolutely indispensable to the development of ever higher levels of self-confidence and personal power. You can only really believe in yourself when you absolutely know that you have the ability to do what you set out to do. True self-confidence does not come from positive wishing or positive hoping or positive thinking. It comes from positive knowing based on having proven to yourself over and over again that you have what it takes to get from wherever you are to wherever you want to go. Self-confidence is a state of mind. It is an attitude, and as an attitude, it is more important than facts. However, it must be based on facts to be the kind of self-confidence you can rely on in a crunch. Your job is to do whatever it takes to convince yourself in your heart that you are absolutely unstoppable and that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. If self-confidence is an attitude of mind, it is based on mental principles and mental laws, foremost of which is thought is creative. You are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. As you systematically and deliberately change your thinking about yourself, your outer reality changes to conform with it. Your thoughts create your life, including and especially your thoughts with regard to your feelings of self-confidence. The reason that goals are so important is because of these mental laws, the consequences of which are inevitable and inescapable. You are happy and successful to the degree to which you conform your life and your thinking to these laws and live in harmony with them. The first law, which we have already discussed, is the law of cause and effect. This law is so simple and powerful that you need to remind yourself of it all the time. Everything that happens in your life, success or failure, wealth or poverty, health or illness, happiness or unhappiness, self-confidence or insecurity, are all subject to this law. The Bible teaches this basic law as the principle of sowing and reaping. It says that whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. This especially refers to the thoughts you think. If you sow positive, optimistic, uplifting thoughts in your mind, you will reap positive, optimistic, uplifting events and experiences in your life. It cannot be otherwise. If you sow clear goals and objectives in your mind, you will reap clear results and rewards in your outer life.
Every time you reach the next level, you grow. And every time you grow, your potential changes. After you conquer that challenge, you discover that what you are now capable of has changed. You have more strength to conquer higher mountains. If you are going to reach your true potential, you have much bigger challenges to face. There's an unlimited amount of mountains to climb because your growth is unlimited. And because your growth is unlimited, that means your potential is also unlimited. It's never ending, a never ending journey of growth and expansion. Your growth is unlimited in every area. What can I do now to make those changes so I can reach the next level in my health? Because the new energy I will get from better health is going to help me get to the next level in other areas as well. What can I learn or commit to now to make that area of my life better? Can my mental health and self-image be better? What can I work on every day to make sure my inner talk and sense of self is better? Because the better I feel about me, the better I am going to show up in this world. When I get to the end of my life,
I want to know for sure I left nothing on the table. I want to know I gave my heart and soul to reach my truest potential. I want to know I did all I could to carve out the greatest version of me. No regrets. That's what it's about. Having zero regrets. And you can only have no regrets if you gave every ounce of your soul while you were alive on this planet. Every area can be mastered, so I am going to master every area. What's the point in having one piece of the pie? I'm cooking the whole thing, so I'm going to enjoy the whole thing, piece by piece, until my soul is full, and it will never be full until the end of my life. When I look in the mirror and can say, honestly, I gave everything to be my very best, and I'm proud of who I have become, until that day I will not stop. I want to know what my life would be like if I just gave everything I have for my goals and dreams. Not just one day, every day. What if I got better every day? Not just one day, a new piece of knowledge I could use to benefit my future. How great could I become? Ask yourself that question. How great could I become? What areas of my life could be the very best they have ever been? What could I commit to right now to make absolutely sure I am pushing for my highest potential? I want you to make that commitment today. Do whatever you must do to ensure you get to the end with no regrets.